Good evening.
Hello.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
We're waiting until at least another person comes on.
Jasmine.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Gedulat Shemincha. Tatir. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik. Kabel Rina Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nova Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness, and the Samach that created the constellation Keshet, the bow or the rainbow. Together, the Samach and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which is a number that relates to the Sephirah of Bina. Na gibor dor sheyuchutcha kevavach shamrem. Nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. Barchen tacharem rakame sitkatcha tamid gamrem. Betetresh, Sadi Tach Gimel. Pasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nae Adata. Et Kufet, Et Nunayan. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Ku. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Sadi Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space by saying the Anna Bekoach, and will now separate the negative aspect from the positive aspect using the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emeh. No tzechesed la lafim, no seawon ba fesha, bechata'a v'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that connect to the various year of the goat, the year 5777. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52 is the first of the two verses. Tod saduni kat nipor oyevai hinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Tatski ach, which translates as a pool like brothers. And we can take the final letters of the five words, and we are able to permute them into two additional Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. And both of these translations and these five words that we've created connect to and are very much part of the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat. The second verse of connecting to this year is Joshua chapter 22, verse 8. Because concealed in this verse, separated by seven letters each, the name of the year is spelled out, Tav Shin Ayin Zion. Kim Badonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Adivaku Asher Asitem Adhayom Azel. There are two verses that connect us to the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. Whenever you're feeling out of sorts, overwhelmed, and just need to slow down, it's good to say these verses as it will help you do that. The first verse is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yaklu le-hashi. Et kol ha'olot v'yechastum achechem alevim ad kelo tam lacha yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'akohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La Lahe Wah 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 Yo La Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse connecting to 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohe wahe ade'ad ki bi'ah yohe adonai yohe wahe tzur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year where death is swallowed up forever. First verse is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo ishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. First Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavoya Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem Eli El Nahom Wihalati Idchem Wichayim Yeshno Baretz Vichipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo la netzach Yoved Roah Yom Ruah Yo. There is one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. Wesam Timakom Leamili Israel Unta Tivushakan Taka Vilo Yirgaz Obilo Yosifu Bene Avlala Anoto Ka Asher Barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the fourth of Kislev, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, the Admor Yaakov David Kalish, and Rabbi Eliyahu Kubo, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Margulis, or Margolis would be probably the English, Rabbi Yaakov David Kalish, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai of Straton, and Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Stern. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayetze. You can reach it on the Yeshem Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open that link, it gives you a list of all of the parashiyot and all of the Zohars connected to those parashas. Scroll down to, you say, the Zohar for Parasha Vayetze. When you open that up, we're going to use section 2 tonight to start, and we'll see how long that is. We may do some others as well. And we're starting with Pasuk 13 and Elishem Yehud before that. Elishem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu. Leakta Shem Yudhe Bavate Biyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Vizarach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh Mai Kachama Shlomo Malka Desheruta Desifra Dechachmeta Dileya Mehaka. He who Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar Shalomo Malka Hai Sifra Okim Leya Al Sheva Avalim Vealma Kaim Kayam Alaihu Vinun Amudin Vesamkin Kiyuma Be'alma to the geeks. Kich, Ifrun Havalim, Magufa Lait Sayaya, Pila Hevel Ofake, Alma Lait Sayaya, Ela Al Havalim, Damar Shlomo, Makavi Nun Sheva Diktiv, Havel Havalim, Amar Kohelet, Havel Havalim, Hakol Havel Hasheva. The translation. And the sun also rises, and the sun goes down. He asks, why did King Solomon begin his book of wisdom with the secret of the rising and setting of the sun? And Rabbi Elazar said that King Solomon based his book upon the seven vanities upon which the world is established. The pillars and foundations that sustain the world are called vanities. For just as the body cannot endure without vanity, which is the same word in Hebrew as breath, so the world cannot endure without these vanities mentioned by King Solomon. And these are seven, as it is written, vanity of vanities, says Kohelet, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Although there are seven vanities in the verse, vanity is one, vanities is in the plural, and since the plural means at least two, that makes two vanities. Together there are three vanities. And again he says, vanity of vanities, which makes six in total. And if we add all is vanity at the end, there are seven vanities. My commentary. The word for vanity or vanities is hevel, like the son of Adam and Chava, which we in English call Abel. This is referring to the seven lower sephirot. The meaning of this word is always a noun and always male. The specifics are futility, vanity, emptiness, steam, breath, idle, and vapor. Why do you think that Kohelet, or King Shlomo, used this word to refer to the sephirot? Because the sephirot are levels of consciousness, and ultimately consciousness changes, at least in our world. Change indicates illusion. Pasuk 14. Ve'itema ihake deinun margelan kavan dialma kaima alaihu abiatara chara yativ havalim bishin deinun sitiru dialma yegon zehvel vachali rahu zehvel urut ruach elav adai af al gav dehanei sheva havalim v'inun kadishin ki yoma dialma it lakabel Hane Zion Havalim, they called the Nin, the Alma Nafkin, Uminaihu, Mid Pashtin, the Ifrun Havalim, Acharanin, the Alka, Bene Nasha Ul At Kana, Lone Yahakun. Beorach meishar beikrun hevel Tisharya beho kali rahevel deihu Reut ruach binun kiuma Gimehon, B'nei Nashazlin, B'orach Meshar Udchilu, Mikudcha Berichu, B'al Das Agim, Inun Havalim, B'nit Pashtei, Mehane Shava. The translation. You may say that if this be so, the world is sustained on precious pearls. Yet elsewhere it is written of evil vanities that cause the destruction of the universe, as in this is vanity and an evil disease, and this is vanity and a harmful spirit. He answers this that assuredly this is so. Although these seven vanities are holy and necessary for the existence of the world, there are corresponding vanities from which every judgment in the world radiates. These other vanities punish men and correct them, so they will walk the path of righteousness. They are called a vanity in which there is evil disease, and a vanity which is striving after wind. And they maintain the world because they ensure that men tread the path of righteousness in fear of the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, there are many evil vanities that spread from these seven holy vanities, for they are also the sustenance of the universe. My commentary. Do you truly realize what is being said in this pasuk? What men consider evil is necessary for the correction of the world, and therefore Holy Sephirot and Evil Sephirot both have purpose, and both are necessary, and both are created by Hashem. Learn this well, and apply it, and at the same time be careful to not try to correct the evil until you are ready for this. Based on the level of negativity and positivity that you are involved with. Pasuk 15. Ushe rutadi hu amar, razadishim shadi hu, evel dekayem almavi hu, razali ala. Varnash legoy mehem nuta ila adiku chabrifu ugin kach polma ditzvot hai radarga lavihu raza bimhem nuta ve ad kiti ve en yitron tachat hashemesh Bekol asher nasa tachat hashemesh behatuchot haila itzterich leiftabaka. The translation. The reason he began with the mystery of the sun, that is, he began his book with the verse, and the sun also rises, and the sun goes down, is that it is a vanity that sustains the world, a secret for bringing man to the supernal faith of the Holy One, blessed be He, so that he will merit the supernal mochin of Bina, called the supernal faith of the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, whatever is beneath this grade, that is underneath the sun, is not the secret of the faith, and does not pertain to holiness. Therefore it is written, and there was no prophet under the sun. And in anything that is done under the sun, for we should not cleave underneath it. My commentary. The sun is Tiferet. What is above Tiferet is Chesed, Gevura, and the three levels of Mochin. Hashem is above Tiferet. Prophecy is below Tiferet. Cleaving is a mitzvah, yet we must cleave above Tiferet. Many spiritual paths make this mistake and cleave below the sun. Learn this well so that you do not make this mistake. Pasuk 16. Shim shabasihara adainun dila peruda besihara afal gavdiyu dechot shimsha kolaihu shimsha bila peruda utchot ay kola ihu reut ruach veasir leitabaka beya. The translation. And the sun is within the moon, namely Zerantin is united with the Nukba. They are one without separation, and although the moon is under the sun, as the Nukba is under the grade of Zerantin, at the time of union everything becomes the sun. That is, even the moon is then considered part of the sun, because the spiritual clinging means similarity of form. Then the moon may receive Chokmah from the sun, which is Zerantin, without being considered under the sun. And everything under this is harmful spirit. If Chokmah is drawn beneath the sun to Zerantin and Nukva, it becomes a vanity that strives after wind. That is, it becomes a klipa and a fiend, and it is forbidden to cleave to it. My commentary. This is repeating itself and teaching us to be careful to only cleave to Hashem above the sun, above Tiferet. When we use the physical items and pleasures as a tool, we are uniting Zerantin and Malchut, which then brings us above the sun. When we cleave to the physical pleasures as a desire, we remain below the sun and create chaos in our lives. Learn this well. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? The next section we're going to read is section 4. Titled Samach Mem and the Wife of Harlotry. Pasuk 23. Sitra de Sitrim, Migoy de Dokva, Betihara Vitzak, Migoy Durgaya, Dechamra. Nifak had na itu kiti rakeleo ad de carvenu va sum kake vavarta da meet parshan lekama sitrin ushvilin de kura ikre samech mem nukvea. Kalila Begaweya Tadir Kimadihu Bit Bistar Kedusha Akena Me Besitra Ahara de Karvanukva Kalilanda Beda Nukva. The Samech Mem Nacha Shikre Eshet Sununin Ketz Kol Basar Ketz Hayamim. The translation. A deep mystery is found in the strength of Isaac's light of holiness and from the dregs of wine, which are the klipot. One shape emerged from both, made of good and evil, male and female, as one. It is red as a rose and extends to many sides and paths, having many aspects. The male is called Samech Mem, and the female is always included within him. As on the side of holiness, Zeran Pin and Nufa are always included one within the other. So it is on the other side, a male and female are included within one another. The female of Samech Mem is called a serpent, a wife of harlotry, the end of all flesh, and the end of days. My commentary. This pasuk is confusing. How can both good and evil come from holiness? How can it be that in spirituality, both good and evil are called one shape? The second part of this pasuk consists of code words, all referring to the female of the negative system. Pasuk 24. Tirein ruchin bishin, mita bekan kachada, rucha dikura, bakik, rucha denukva bekama orchin, ushvilin mit parsha, umita beka behahu rucha dikura. Kashetaya garma bekama takshitin kizona merachaka kaimat veresh orchin ushvilin lepata abenena sha. The translation. Two evil spirits cling together. The illumination of the spirit of the male is a thin light, namely only the six extremities without the head. And the spirit of the female materializes in many ways and paths, being an entire partsuk, head and body. For in the klipah, the female is larger than the male. She cleaves to the spirit of the male, wearing ample jewelry like an abominable whore, standing on main roads and pathways to seduce men. This teaches us that she values only those who start walking the path of Hashem and are apt to fall into her trap. Therefore, she is viewed as standing at the main road to Hashem's devotion. But for those who are accustomed to the ways of Hashem, the whore is separated from them and has no power over them. My commentary. The important aspect of this pasuk is that the female of the negative system goes after the people who start on the path of Torah to get closer to Hashem. Actually, when we study reincarnation, we learn that all souls have fallen into the clutches of the negative system and only are reincarnated when the negative system thinks they will seduce more people, more of the people who follow the path to Hashem. Pasuk 25. Shatya dikarev bachada itka kefat Beyaunshakat Leya Maskat Leya Kamra Diftur Daya Dimrorat Tanim Kewandishate Aste Avatra Levatar Dehamat Leya Sate Avatra meorcha dikshot achshetat karma mikol inun tikunim dechawat mitakna legabe dehahu shatya. The translation. When a fool approaches her, she holds and kisses him, and she pours him wine full of dregs and snake's venom. After he drinks, he whores after her. when she sees him whoring after her and turning from the path of truth, she removes all the decorations she put on for that fool, as will be explained. My commentary. The above pasuk is an allegory regarding people who are following the illusion of material wealth and honor. Pasuk 26. Tikunin dila v'pata'a v'ivnei nasha Sarah mitaknin sumkan Kevarta anpaha Ivrin v'sumkin v'udnaha Kalyan shita Tikunin atuna Demitraim talyan Al-Kadlaha Bolhele Biara Dikadam piha Mitakna piftihu Daki yae Tikunaha Lishana Fadida Kiharba Shailan Mila Akamishka Rivavha Yan Sumkin Kavarda Matiku Bekomatiku The Alma Argavna Livashat Itakanat Arbaim Tikunin Paser Had. Her seductive features include her hair, which is red as a rose, and her face, which is white and red. In her ears there are six earrings of Egyptian fabric. On her neck hang all the powers of the eastern lands. Her mouth is decorated by a small slit of a comely shape. Her tongue is sharp as a sword, her speech as smooth as oil, and her lips as beautiful and red as a rose. Wearing purple and having 40 decorations less one, she is sweeter than all that is sweet in the world. My commentary. Everything listed in this pasuk are describing physical attributes of beauty, and they are also metaphors for negative items. Pasuk 27. Shatya sate avatraha vishate mikasa dechamra viaved bani ukvin viaste avatra mavdat shavkat leya naim viarsa visalkat Leila vialo shina Aleya vinatla Rishu vinachata Itar hahu shatya Vichashav lechaika Bahadak kadmeyata Vihiyo adiyat Tikunaha mina Veit hadrat Gibar takif Taim Vekivleya Lavesh levusha Tenura melahata Vidhilu takif Merat tagarma Venafsha malyayo Dianim dachalan arba shenana Bideya tifin mariran te'eleah ahushatya yarmeleah legoy gehinom. The translation. The fool follows her, drinks of her wine, and fornicates with her. What does she do? She leaves him sleeping in his bed, goes up to denounce him, and receives permission to kill him. She then descends on him. The fool awakes, thinking of lusting after her as before. At this point, she has taken off the decorations and has become a mighty oppressor who wears a garment of burning fire that causes great horror and frightens the body and the soul. That oppressor has horrible eyes and a sharp sword on which there are bitter drops. The oppressor kills the fool and throws him into Gehinnom. My commentary. This is a description of the effect of people who are attracted to the physical negativity. Remember the procedure. When something physical is lost from your life, be thankful that it is lost, because it is an indication that you are being tested to avoid you becoming an idol worshiper of this physical thing. Pasuk 28. Yaakov nachat legaba v'yazal le'atra sheneemar v'yelech tarana v'chama kol tikun beta v'yishtezev mina v'kura dila samech mem avd Eish Kameya Benachat Liagaha Beya Kerava Willow Yakelea Dikti Vaye Avek Ish Aimo the Gomer Hidain Ishtazev Mikola Ishtaleam Vishlimu Vistalak Vidarga Shalim Vitkere Yisrael Jidain Salek Vidarga Ila Avishtaleyam Vikola Wahawa Amuda Dem Saita Wealeya Kiti behaberia, ati kon wigomer. Jacob went down to her, to the wife of harlotry, and went to her place, as it is written, and went toward Haran, a place of wrath and judgments. He saw all the decoration of her house there, and was saved from her. And so he returned to the land of Israel. Her male, Samech Mem, was vexed that he was saved from her. He came down to fight with him, but to no avail, as it is written, and there wrestled a man with him. Then was he saved from them all, completely perfected and raised by a whole grade, and he was named Israel, which consists of the letters Li Rosh. Literally, it is my head. Wholly perfected, he became the middle pillar, of which it is written, and the middle bar. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining an unusual understanding regarding Jacob wrestling with Satan. Pasuk 29. Mahu vaiga bikach yereko leya layakil aval naga bikach yereko Deinu nedav ve'avihu. Dinachu min yarko, ve'acharon ve'al yako. Kiti ve'habiriach, atikon v'toch achrashim mavriach. Min hakatze, el hakatze, ad kein sitre Torah. Translation. What is meant by he touched the hollow of his thigh? He could not prevail against him, so he touched the hollow of his thigh, denoting Nadav and Abihu, who came from Aaron's thighs. And of Jacob it is written, and the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. We do not consider this paragraph part of the article. And it is the end of the Sitre Torah, the secrets of the Torah section. And my commentary is just ask the simple question, where do you think this paragraph belongs in the Zohar? Which parasha? Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question, but I forgot it.
Well, that's why you're supposed to write them down. It'll come back to you
Good
if
idea.
It's important.
Good idea.
Jack, when you remember it, you can call me and ask it.
Don't worry about that. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Does anybody else have any questions while Jack is trying to remember?
He's not going to.
Okay. Tomorrow's class at 10:30 in the morning, West Coast time, will be on the second part of the Yehudim. And then there's a class at 2:00 West Coast time that is a basic class. It's really like the continuation and more additional information on the Atabakoa and the 72 names.
I actually do have a question, which is a procedural question. The sections of your website that you refer to, are there specific links that go to those sections, and could those links be emailed? Because I can't really follow where in the website you're talking about.
Well, the answer to your question is yes, there are specific links that I'm describing. And when you come often enough, you get used to the description. If you're in front of the computer now, I'll walk you through it, so you'll be able
okay.
to follow it in the future.
Right.
Go to the Yeshem website.
Okay.
Now, at the top, you'll see it says Revealed Wisdom. Click on the Revealed Wisdom. Were you able to find the Revealed Wisdom link?
I just got to reconnect to the internet here.
Okay.
All right, I'm there. Yes, Shem. Shem.
All
Okay.
Are you on the revealed wisdom link?
Yes. Well, okay. Wait a minute. Revealed wisdom. Yes.
Okay. When you get to that page, scroll down until you see a matrix.
Okay.
And the matrix says these are the classes. And all that matrix
past
includes
classes.
Right, past classes. So the classes on for the Zohar are in the first row, the right hand column. So when you open that
other
link,
subject, Zohar recordings by Parsha.
Right. Click on that.
Okay. I click. Yeah.
Okay. Now you have a list of all of the parashiyot, all the parashas. And if you scroll down, for tonight's class was on Vayetze, so it's like the fifth link down.
Vayera?
After that. Vayera, then there's Chayesara. After that one is Toldot.
Yeah. And then,
after Toldot is Vayetze.
Yeah, I got that.
Click on Vayetze.
Uh-huh.
And then you have links on that page.
Uh-huh.
Section 1, 2, 3, etc. And we did tonight section 2 and section 4.
Seven vanities. Uh-huh.
So you can go and reread them as they go, or when you listen to the recording, if you choose, you can follow it there. But in the future, that will be the section, you know, that will be the path to follow to get to the link for whatever Zohar class we're doing that night.
Okay. So let me just review. Go to your website and then Revealed Wisdom and then where? Oh, and then on the right, Zohar recordings. Okay.
Correct.
But you don't have all the parsha for 5770. You just have like there's a lot of parshas. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
There are 54 parshas. During the year there's 54.
Oh, I see. It goes further down. I didn't see. Okay. It goes further down. Are we the only ones listening here on this line now?
I'm sorry?
Are we the only ones here on this line?
No, there's some. Jasmine, I believe, is on, and there may be others.
All right. I'll hang up.
Okay. So as I was saying, the class for tomorrow, Sunday, at 10:30, is about the Yehudim, the second part of that class. And then at 2 o'clock is a basic class. And then Monday at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. I look forward to speaking with you and having you all attend the classes as you choose. I hope you have a beautiful week. Yes, Jasmine?
I was trying to go to the first class on the Yehudim, and just the recording wasn't working.
Try it now, because I just fixed it. I'm not sure if it's still working or if you have to wait a while for it to download, because I got it working on my computer, but I didn't check to see what it did on the
in the page?
Yeah, let me see what let me check something.
I missed your emails. They're much, much better to follow up when you used to send the classes by email.
Yes, but the world has caught up with us, and I'm sending too many, and they won't let me send any more and get it through to people, so we have to do it this way.
Okay, yeah. You're not allowed, I think, to do more than 250 emails at a time or in a week or something.
As I said, they caught up to me, so.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So try it now. It should work.
Okay. Actually, I can right now because I don't have internet until maybe tomorrow.
Understand.
So just using the phone. So I'll try tomorrow.
Okay. Any other questions? Shavua Tov to all.
Shavua Tov.